You may have been feeling low, stressed, or like there's a heavy cloud hanging over you. If that's you, then keep listening. There's something important you need to start doing to break free from this feeling. If you don't make a change, that depression and stress will keep holding you back, and you'll struggle to reach your goals. It might seem like every time you're close to success, things fall apart. Here's what I want to say. You're surrounded by people who drain your energy. These could be your friends, family, co-workers, or even neighbors. It doesn't matter who they are. What matters is that these people can see you're going somewhere. They see your dreams, your determination, and they don't want you to move ahead. Instead, they want you to stay on their level, stressed and struggling. So they put their problems on you, trying to hold you back. You need to recognize this and start cutting ties with people who bring you down. And you don't need to explain yourself. There's no point in giving reasons, especially if they're adults who should already know better. You're too valuable to spend your energy teaching someone who doesn't want to change. Most likely, they already know what they're doing. They just think you won't notice because you're too kind or easygoing. It's fine to be a positive, kind, or even spiritual person, but that doesn't mean you have to put up with everyone's behavior. Being kind doesn't mean being a pushover. It's time to protect your energy and move forward without the weight of others dragging you down. Being kind doesn't mean you have to keep giving everyone second chances or forgiving every time someone wrongs you. Even Jesus showed his anger when he saw people acting disrespectfully in the temple. It's not about always being nice, it's about protecting yourself. There are people around you who are blocking your progress. Many of you wonder why your dreams aren't coming true and why blessings seem out of reach. Most of the time, it's not your fault. It's because you're attached to people who are draining your energy, who are throwing their negative energy onto you. These people can be friends or family members who constantly bring their problems to you. You end up listening to all their negative stories about their job, their issues, or other people, and it weighs you down. They do this to keep you at their level. They don't want to see you succeed or hear about your achievements. They're comfortable where they are, and they'd rather keep you focused on negativity than hear about you moving forward with your life. That's why you need to learn how to cut these people off without explanation. They won't change, and they'll keep trying to drag you down. They're always talking about how tough life is, how broke they are, or how unfair everything is. They keep feeding you this negativity to lower your spirits because they know you're happy and moving toward a better future. These people don't want you to grow. They just want someone to share their misery. But remember, you're not their therapist. You don't need to take on their problems. If they need help that badly, they should seek professional help. If you let these people stay close, they'll keep draining your energy. This cycle is constant, not occasional. You have to reach a point where, once people show you their negativity, you decide to move on without needing to explain yourself. Most of these people just want to use you, maybe for your talents, intelligence, or skills. They see how smart and capable you are and want to use that for their benefit. But being kind doesn't mean you need to be a nice guy to everyone all the time, especially if it means being used. Sometimes God is sending you signs to cut people off from your life. When you feel frustrated, upset, or uneasy around certain people, that's a sign. It means they are not meant to be in your life, and you need to let them go without any warning. Many people are in your life just to use you, without giving anything in return. Some people take advantage of your kindness, and they expect everything without giving back. You might spend so much money and time on someone, but they offer you nothing meaningful in return. They're just using you, just like they use others, to make themselves look good. It's important to learn how to let these people go without feeling bad about it. If they aren't making an effort to be part of your life in a genuine way, then they don't deserve to be there. If someone only reaches out when they need something, whether it's money, advice, or help, they're not truly there for you. When you need them, they disappear or have nothing to offer. They never support you when you ask, but they are quick to ask for favors. It's time to stop saying yes to everyone, especially when it's hurting you. Protect your energy and what you've worked hard to achieve. If people don't spend time with you just to enjoy your company without expecting anything, it's a sign they are using you. Real friends celebrate your wins. When you share your success or good news, and they don't share your excitement, that's a clear signal. If they downplay your achievements or act uninterested, it's because they don't genuinely care for your success. Pay attention to how people react to your good news. If they can't celebrate your achievements or act jealous or uninterested, they're not true friends. Real friends are happy for you and want to celebrate your success with you. If they can't even share in your joy, they don't have your best interests at heart, and it's time to let them go. If someone can genuinely celebrate your success, then they're a real friend. But many times, you've probably shared your dreams and goals with others and received no acknowledgement from them. No excitement, no positive reaction, nothing that makes you feel good. Often, all you want is someone to simply say, "That's amazing." You don't ask for much, just a little recognition. Just like me, you want someone to genuinely be happy for you, to clap when you achieve something. But some people are just fakes, jealous and negative. They don't want to see you doing better than them. When they act this way, it becomes clear that they're not worth keeping in your life. It gets exhausting when every time you share your success, they show no joy and you're tired of it. It's time to stop explaining yourself to these people and to stop expecting different reactions from them. When they fail to celebrate your wins, that's the moment you need to let them go. It's sad when those you expect to be there for, you are the ones who don't care. There might be people who come into your life and support you during tough times, yet the ones who are supposed to be closest, your best friends or nearby relatives, are nowhere to be found. At this point, you can't even count on them if you needed urgent help. This tells you they can't be trusted, and it's time to move on. If someone in your life is lazy, whether it's a friend, partner, or family member, and you are driven and ambitious, it's time to let them go. Their lack of motivation will drag you down. Some people believe it's right to stay in these relationships, thinking it's what they should do. But if someone isn't putting in the effort or is always complaining without doing anything to improve, it's time to move on. Being around people without ambition or a desire to grow keeps you stuck. You deserve to be surrounded by those who share your goals and are working towards something better. Don't be afraid to let go of those who hold you back. They see your happiness, and some want to drain that energy from you. People who don't support your growth will often play games. They might make plans and cancel at the last minute just to mess with you. They know you're kind, and they use that against you because they see that you care. This kind of behavior can come from anyone, even those closest to you. If someone cannot even be honest about their intentions or respect your time, you need to cut them off without explanation. Setting boundaries is not unkind. It's necessary for your well-being. If someone disrespects you now, they are unlikely to change later. Cutting ties early is better than staying in a toxic relationship and regretting it. Removing negative people from your life is healthier than you think. You don't have to be nice to everyone, especially those who don't deserve it. Stand firm in your decisions. Protect your energy and focus on your goals. Don't let others drain you, and learn to say no without feeling guilty. Remember, not everyone deserves your kindness, and letting go of toxic people is an act of self-love.